This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. I see a lot of scams from my perch at the LA Times. There are the ringtone scams that slam your credit card with recurring fees. There are the bogus lottery scams, the fake check scams, and of course, everyone's favorite, the Nigerian 419 scam. And then there's Rachel.
Hello, this is Rachel at Cardholder Services, calling in reference to your current credit card account. There are no problems currently with your account. It is urgent that you contact us concerning your eligibility for lowering your interest rate. Your eligibility expires shortly, so please consider this your final notice. Please press number 1 on your phone now to speak with a live operator and lower your interest rate, or press number 2 to discontinue further notices. Thank you.
So who is this Rachel? The answer to that, here's Katie Daffin. She's a staff attorney in the Federal Trade Commission's Division of Marketing Practices. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, the Rachel calls. I mean, I'm getting emails all the time from people who are complaining about this. What is the basic scam here?
So these are robocalls. In other words, you pick up the phone and you don't hear a human. You hear a pre-recorded message. And usually they're claiming that they can reduce your credit card interest rate substantially. And because of that, you'll be saving thousands of dollars. And advances in technology have also made it easy for them to what's called spoof the caller ID information that the consumer sees on their telephone. So it might say the name of your bank, or it might say Cardholder Services, and trick consumers into thinking that they're talking about their own accounts when really that is not the case.
So when you click one and a live human comes on the line, what happens then?
At that point, the live human will see if you are eligible for the scam. In other words, they're looking for people with a certain amount of credit card debt and that meet some other criteria. If you do meet those criteria, they will forward you to the next line in the chain, which is somebody who's going to try to make charges to your credit card and claiming that they are going to be able to reduce your interest rates. But what we've seen is that actually they do not do that and that consumers just end up losing that money outright.
Or you could be locked into a new credit card with a higher interest rate.
That's right. Or they could make recurring charges to your current credit card. We've seen a lot of different versions of this scam, unfortunately.
Well, Rachel's been around for quite some time now. How is it that the FTC hasn't been able to shut her and her minions down?
Well, there are a lot of minions. I mean, when you hear these calls, you think that they're coming from one particular entity or scam artist. But in fact, this is a readily available recording, and people have found that it's easily compressible. In other words, it's very easy to and cheap to send out this message to millions of people at the same time. And so a lot of different fraudsters all over the world are using the exact same message and the same pitch. Now, the FTC has been able to stop a lot of them. For example, just in November, we shut down 5 of the companies that were using these cardholder services messages. But there are others that are still out there trying to do the same scam.
Sounds like whack-a-mole.
Exactly. It is very difficult, especially with today's technology, where you don't need a special boiler room or special equipment. Really, all you need is an internet connection, and you can blast out millions of calls. And it's very cheap to do that. And it's also a lot easier to hide your identity when you're doing so.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the Rachel calls are an example of robocalls. I've been getting a lot of complaints about this on my line over at the LA Times. What is the FTC doing about this trend?
Well, the vast majority of sales robocalls that people are receiving are completely illegal under the FTC telemarketing sales rule. Basically, if you haven't given your express written consent to receive that call from that entity, then it's an illegal call. But what we're finding is the changes in technology have made it so cheap and easy to do that the calls are proliferating anyway. So we're taking a multi-pronged approach to that problem, which involves aggressive law enforcement, a steady drumbeat of cases. We've brought over 100 cases to enforce the do not call list. And then we're also improving our targeting, making it more strategic. For example, we have a new robocall honeypot where we receive robocalls so we can act on them more quickly. And then we're also working with industry and other experts to try to identify technological solutions to this problem. I mean, we all have spam filters, but there's nothing similar for the telephone.
So let's say I'm already on the do not call list, but I'm getting calls from Rachel, I'm getting calls from other robocallers. What do I do?
Our advice is when you hear a pre-recorded message and it's a sales pitch, just hang up the phone. Do not press 1, do not press 2 to get yourself removed from the list. These calls are illegal in the first place, so it's unlikely that somebody will actually be creating a list and not calling you back the second time. In fact, we suspect that a lot of times they're just trying to identify which numbers are working telephone numbers, and you might be added to lists and get more robocalls. The one thing that consumers can do and that we really encourage is report these calls to the Federal Trade Commission at donotcall.gov. Those reports really are crucial to us in our targeting and our law enforcement efforts.
Katie Daffin is staff attorney with the Federal Trade Commission. Katie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks again.
Now that the days are getting longer and the sun's shining brighter, the money team is already thinking about summer vacation. Of course we are. And we're booking time off, searching for deals, and dreaming of a few days on the beach. We know you're thinking the same because many of you have written in asking for help with travel plans. So I'm here to say, keep those questions coming. We're going to focus on travel in next week's show. So if you're looking for help with your vacation decisions, let us know. And if you have a travel story that you think others can learn from, send it in. We're on Facebook, on Twitter at Radio Piggy Bank, and at MarketplaceMoney.org.